research. How artificial intelligence can aid research into PSP and CBD. Following the popular session delivered during our Research Information Day in February, Dr. Timothy Rittman shares how AI is helping research into PSP and CBD. If you could pick a buzzword for the past few years, then it would be hard to beat artificial intelligence. Often shortened to AI, it has really been out of the headlines. There's been much hype around ChatGPT, an online AI bot that can answer questions in a way a human expert might. In fact, when I mentioned that I had to write this article in clinic earlier today, one of my patient's daughters suggested I use ChatGPT to do it for me. I can promise I didn't. I did at least ask ChatGPT how to distinguish between PSP and Parkinson's disease, and it gave a reasonable answer, with the conclusion, a careful neurological evaluation can help differentiate the two conditions. So it looks like, as a neurologist, I'm not out of a job just yet. But going beyond the hype, are there ways in which AI might help me to make the diagnosis of PSP and CBD more accurately and help us to understand these diseases better? I'm going to take you through a few ways that we're working on in Cambridge, trying to do exactly that. The first use of AI is to help make an accurate diagnosis using brain scans. Brain scans are perfectly suited to AI. They are complicated and have lots of patterns to find. As a human, trying to decide on a diagnosis of PSP, I often look at a part of the brain called the midbrain that joins the brain to the brainstem and spinal cord. The midbrain shrinks in PSP and gives an appearance often said to look like a hummingbird. Marion, a PhD student working with me, realised that a key measurement of the brainstem, called the midbrain pons ratio, could be calculated using AI. To do this, she used a flavour of AI called reinforcement learning. To calculate the midbrain pons ratio, you need to find four bits of the brain and compare their sizes. So, in Marion's AI, she sets off four agents that I like to think of as little men running around the brain trying to find the right place. Once they've found their places, then we can use them to measure the midbrain pons ratio. It turns out this is incredibly accurate, 98% in differentiating PSP from Parkinson's disease. Why bother doing this with AI when the same measurement could be made by hand? The reason is speed. Without breaks, it might take a human 15 hours to get through 300 scans. A set of machines will manage it in less than 2 minutes. Not bad, eh? This means that as well as comparing PSP with Parkinson's disease, we've been able to use AI to compare PSP with other Parkinson's-like disorders, such as CBD and multiple system atrophy, which has not been done before. And it remains a very accurate measurement, selectively picking out people with PSP well over 90% accuracy in each case. Our next project will be to look into sets of scans with thousands of patients. The AI will be done processing all of these in the blink of an eye, and to see whether AI can predict what happens to people in the future, i.e. prognosis. Another PhD student working with me, Mariana, is doing something similar, applying AI to a different type of brain scan that looks at brain connections, called diffusion tensor imaging. That should help with both PSP and CBD. We're also looking at other types of neurodegenerative disease, including Alzheimer's disease. I hope that in a few years, we'll have built up a suite of AI tools that can really make a difference in clinics to get the most information possible out of brain scans and help us to make an accurate diagnosis much earlier. AI doesn't just help with diagnosis. It's also helping us to understand what's going on under the bonnet in these diseases. Many of our patients are generous enough to donate their brains to the brain bank. Pathologists are doctors who look at these brains under the microscope. We are lucky in Cambridge to have Dr. Annelise Quagler. Annelise, who spends hours looking at brain cells, painstakingly counting each cell and assessing whether it has evidence of the troublesome TOR protein. Could we use AI to help speed up this process? Tanrada is a PhD student working with me who has done just this. Tanrada's AI algorithm is as good as Annelise at identifying the different types of tau that build up in PSP brain cells. Although AI is no substitute for Annelise's knowledge and experience, it can be much quicker to help identify patterns. Similar to the brain scans, we can look at far more brain regions than we could in the past. Usually a pathologist such as Annelise will look at 5 or 6 brain regions to look for the changes of PSP or CBD, which might take an hour. In a fraction of the time, the AI will have looked at 20 different regions. Not only that, but Annelise only has the time and patience to look at a small part of each brain slide, which might contain a few thousand brain cells. The AI can look at a whole slide, which contains hundreds of thousands of brain cells. We still need Annelise's expertise to help train up the AI algorithm and to interpret the results. But the AI is enabling us to do research on brains at a speed and scale we could only dream of a couple of years ago. This is helping us to examine the patterns in which tau appears in the brain and the consequences on brain scans and day-to-day function. So, beyond the hype, we're beginning to use AI to make a difference to the diagnosis of diseases like PSP and CBD, and to the speed and scale of research we're able to do in brain scans and neuropathology. AI might be a buzzword, but it's one that is here to stay.